Hey y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by. My name is Connor Morganti, and I'm devoted to bringing you the best of all things money each and every week. Do you listen to other financial experts' advice and think, that just doesn't make any sense? And there has to be something different or maybe even better. Does your money situation keep you up at night? When you balance your checkbook or look at your 401k statement, do the words frustrating, overwhelming, intimidating, and challenging come to mind? Maybe you're a good little saver and pay all your bills, but want to know how to get to the next money level. Do you wonder why the rich keep getting richer? Join me each week to get your free money coaching, all while keeping the conversation real with straight talk and a little bit of humor. Because let's face it, I'm hilarious. If you've been searching for a helpful and heartfelt virtual learning opportunity without judgment, well, sister friend, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Southern Fried Business Podcast. Hey, y'all, and happy Tuesday. I'm back for another edition of Terminology Tuesday, where I break down money terms into easily digestible snacks to increase your knowledge and build your money confidence. When financial people are using industry jargon, do you feel a little lost? Tune in each week and you'll be explaining market updates and translating lingo to all your friends in no time. Today, we are going to chat about a balance sheet. So what is a balance sheet? Let's go into the really convoluted definition and then we'll back out and just talk about how it relates to real life, okay? So a balance sheet is a financial statement that reports a company's assets, liabilities, and shareholders' equity at a specific point in time and provides a basis for computing rates of return and evaluating its capital structure. It's a financial statement that provides a snapshot of what a company owns and owes, as well as the amount invested by its shareholders. It's used alongside other important financial statements, such as the income statement and the statement of cash flows, in conducting fundamental analysis or calculating financial ratios. Oh my gosh, I feel like I just ran a marathon. That just was a lot. But anyway, that is the true financial definition of a balance sheet, right? So if you're looking, somebody, whether it's me or a money manager that I hire, they are looking at a balance sheet of these companies before they invest in them. A balance sheet among many other reports, right? Because it gives them a snapshot of exactly what that company is doing, their bottom line, right? So at the end of the day, it's what they own versus what they owe versus shareholder equity and all these other tick marks. And then it's going to tell you bottom line, is it a viable company or is it kind of a shit show? And that is not a professional financial term, by the way. So, but what I'd really like to talk to you about or insert here is a personal balance sheet. Okay. Where this comes in handy for you is you need a personal balance sheet. The other one you need is a profit loss statement, but I'll get into that in another podcast episode. But for now, you need to create, whether it's yourself or your family, you need to have a personal balance sheet. It's very important. A while back, I had posted something on social about you need to pretend at any given time that you will be grilled by all the sharks on Shark Tank because you need to know your numbers. So if you want to refinance your house, you want to go buy a car or any sort of purchase where you cannot pay cash, it's something that you need to finance. Knowing your numbers is really going to come in handy because then you will not have any surprises. So in my life, my husband and I, and some people agree with it and some people don't, and that's fine. My husband and I, we both agree that we, our family is in business together, and we are in business to make money for our family. And we want our family to be as successful as we possibly can make it. And one of the true definitions of success is money. Now, there's other pieces that go within success and the definition of a successful business or family, and that's great. But one of the biggest things is money. So you've got to know your numbers. So where you can take this convoluted definition in the financial world and apply it to your life is that it is a snapshot of what you own versus what you owe. So if you do a quick calculation of what you own versus what you owe in the personal world or individual world, that is also known as your net worth. So as a financial person that wants new clients and interviews new clients, one of the questions that we will ask you is, what is your net worth? So that's where your balance sheet comes in handy. I would update it. If you want to do it more than once a year, you certainly can. But once a year, I think, is completely sufficient, but it's something you can have on file. And this balance sheet will come in handy for a lot of different reasons, not only from a purchase situation where you're needing to finance something or whatever, but it also comes in handy if you are making out a will. Or you're doing some estate planning, or maybe college planning for your kids. Having that balance sheet, plus some of my other reports that we'll be discussing in a different episode, these worksheets that you will create for yourself really come in handy. So I'm hopeful that here pretty soon, because I don't know about you, I've been busier than ever during the quarantine. I don't know if it's because my family's home all the time, so I feel like I'm a short order cook. I even bought a bell for my kitchen counter. So like, what was it? In Living Color. They used to have that kitchen skit with Tommy Davidson and, you know, pick up, ding. That's how I feel right now. But at any rate, I'm hopeful that I will have up in my store that I'm working on my website is a very cost-effective template for you to plug and play your numbers to create your own balance sheet. I will also have other templates on there for like a profit loss statement and so on. So you can treat your family like a little business and get it together. I had somebody ask me a few days ago, if I had posted kind of a pissy post on social. And it's because I'm fired up, guys. It's because I'm fired up on your behalf, because I'm one of you. I am lucky that I started my career in the financial world when I was 18. You know, I started as a little part-time assistant, but I stayed in the industry. So I got a great financial education, but I can tell you what, it did not come from my family. And that's not knocking my family. It's just, I didn't get one. And I think traditionally, there's always exceptions, but traditionally, women don't receive the same financial education in their families that they do than the boys do. Again, I'm not placing a judgment. I am just stating a fact. But with that fact comes the responsibility of y'all educating yourselves and taking the couple of minutes each day to look at what's going on. Don't be lazy about it. So with that, and because you can kind of hear the passion in my voice there a little bit, I'm trying to temper it because it's early and I haven't had enough coffee yet, but this gal, she asked me if my name was Karen. Now, I looked up the definition of Karen because I know these days it has kind of a different meaning than just being silly. And it kind of got me mad. But the one thing that I did agree with was, yes, I am fired up. I'm a little irritated because I'm irritated on your behalf and I want you to succeed. I want you to be knowledgeable. And that's where the podcast came from. That's where my blog came from. So taking a departure a little bit from my traditional financial advisor business, I'm trying to put these things online for you. I didn't do this just to create more work for myself because I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm doing it because I truly want to help y'all. So I'm hopeful that if you found this podcast today informative or remotely enjoyable, whatever, if you would give me a 5-star rating on Apple, because they really rank that high. It's like high school, right? The popular girl gets the crown. So if you could do that, I would sure appreciate it because that will help me continue bringing you timely information, money, education, and because you like me, you really, really like me. So anyway, I hope you found that informative and I hope to see you next week. Later, Gator. The opinions and information in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Thank you for joining me today on the Southern Fried Business Podcast, where I help women gain the confidence they need to take control of their checkbooks and live the life they once envisioned for themselves. Join me next week for another timely info drop that will help you level up. Ladies, it's time to fund your life.